brought to you by Penguin. How Not to Eat Ultra Processed, written and read by me, Nicola Ludlam Rain. A note before we begin. I have worked clinically as a dietitian for 15 years, and in all that time, I can honestly say that my eating habits and the way I view food hadn't really changed much at all until I began researching and writing this book. Before I really looked into it, I thought the conversation around ultra-processed foods, UPFs, was just healthy eating wrapped up in different paper. But I was wrong to make this assumption. Writing this book has not only allowed me to share the advice and practical tips around diet that have helped my clients and patients over the many years I've been practicing, but it has also allowed me to share the new issues associated with modern-day diets and UPFs, as well as the accompanying nuances, alongside potential solutions to help. My aim isn't for you to drastically overhaul your diet in one go, but to instead encourage you to pause and reflect on your current diet and, over the next month and beyond, make sustainable swaps and simple changes to improve your health, not only for now, but for the future too. The information in this book applies to everyone, and although I truly believe it will help to educate and empower you, it is not a substitute for personalised advice from a healthcare professional. For more information, including recipes and diet plans, please refer to the PDF included with your digital audiobook. Part 1, Getting to Know UPFs. Chapter 1, Introduction to UPFs. It may be tempting to skip straight to the weekly plan, but having worked with thousands of people who wanted to improve their diets, I know that a diet plan alone, sadly, doesn't result in long-term change. What's needed is the backstory and the reasons why change matters. During this introduction, I will tell you what ultra-processed foods, UPFs, are and why you need to pay attention to them. Here's to improving your knowledge and your diet quality by making empowered choices, which will result in eating fewer UPFs once and for all. What are UPFs? Have you been hearing more and more about UPFs, ultra-processed foods, yet are confused about what they are as well as their importance? If the answer is yes, you're not alone. Even as a dietitian with over 15 years of clinical experience, I've had to do some serious digging, research, thinking, and discussing with colleagues about what UPFs actually mean for me and my clients, and how best to translate this fairly new scientific area into practical take-home messages regarding diet and nutrition. To put it simply though, UPFs are foods that have undergone significant processing and modification from their original state. They are usually hyperpalatable and often contain many ingredients, including those that are not typically found in a home kitchen, such as stabilizers, emulsifiers, preservatives, colors, and artificial flavorings to enhance the taste. What will this book show me? Healthy eating has become a complex web of do's and don'ts that can leave even the smartest and most well-informed people baffled. One minute we are told that a certain food should be a part of our diet, then in the next breath, we are told it should be banned altogether. It can be exhausting, and social media only perpetuates these confusing matters. This is exactly why I decided to write this book, to share my knowledge and insight with anyone who is keen to know more about UPFs, or who has ever reached out to me with questions or concerns in regard to food and nutrition. This book aims to simplify the subject of UPFs and will help you to eat fewer of them on a daily basis, in particular the less nutritious UPFs, without feeling like you are on a diet. After all, it's not about diets, it's about a way of life. With this book, my promise to you is this. We're going to cut through the noise and confusion in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?